Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We got something for him. A whole lot of stacking.
Jalen Johnson, the note.
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen is a premier player.
Starting cornerback for your Chicago Bears.
Jalen's just a real talk expert. He just tells you how he feels.
I have those type of goals and aspirations, and I know to get a Yellow Jacket, you got to be consistently great. And I think for me, that's my goal, is to consistently be great.
2023 Pro Bowl selection.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson. Johnson.
2023 All-Pro.
Well, and it's a little bit of the Deion Sanders effect. When you're playing opposite of Jalen Johnson,
takes you inside the locker room after every Bears game.
Scary here, and good coverage by Jalen Johnson. Their outstanding corner was all over that pass.
Man, I tell you what, it takes some guts to try and throw a ball in Jalen Johnson's direction. Whether it's on Hard Knocks and all of those stuff that you see, that guy is a player. Tremendous athlete. He got paid. A lot of people thought he was going to be back with the Bears this year, and yet they knew what they had. They've got one of those, I don't know if there's a shutdown corner, but top end corner for sure, and Jalen Johnson.
Well, that boy animal, he's a whole goat, man.
Jalen Johnson.
You're there.
With Spiegel and Company on 670 The Score.
This segment with Jalen Johnson is brought to you by the folks over at Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois for 18 years in a row. Jalen, thank you for the time. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing well. Interrupted a little bit of my cuddling time with my little one, but I'm all right.
There's never enough of that, right? I know.
No doubt.
Yeah. How is this the littlest one? How old is the littlest one? Super new, right?
Yeah, she just, what is today, Monday? 3 weeks?
Oh, wow. My goodness. That's good fun. Well, we appreciate it. We'll get you back there. How good is that team that you just played, the Houston Texans, when you think about the whole totality of this league? How good are they, you think?
I mean, they're a really good team. Honestly, I feel like you just kind of look at their roster, look how they structured their team top to bottom. I feel like they have – I don't think there's too many holes in their team, really. I think they're really well-rounded team. I don't think there's really any weaknesses in the offense. I mean, the biggest thing I can say is if you can knock out the run, then you'll have a chance. But I know if they get the run going and then they get the play action and the big plays and the explosives, and then on top of that with the extending the plays, I mean, they're a very dangerous offense. And then the defense, too, if they get pressure like that against everybody, they'll be a very dangerous squad. So, I mean, hats off to them.
What kind of growth did you guys see from – last week to this week? Again, you only give up one touchdown. After the film study this morning, you know, it's a loss, right? But you got to take it to your side of the ball. What kind of growth did you guys feel?
What kind of growth? I mean, honestly, it's hard to really say because we didn't really look at it from a growth perspective. I think it's kind of still looking at it from leaving plays out there. Being able to see it and dissect it. Like, as good as that game was, it still could have been a lot better. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, honestly, kind of just also tipping your hat off, too, because, I mean, we gave up, I think it was 9 explosives. Maybe in the past, and 6 of them came on scramble drill. So it's like it's kind of tough when you're going against teams who get their big plays like that. So I think really just for us, just getting back to the details, just trying to always stay detail oriented, continue to work on the communication. But I mean, for the most part, it's going to be a hard sled when it comes to trying to score on us, for sure.
So, Jalen, Tank Dell's pretty good. Stephon Diggs has had more than 1,000 for 6 straight years, one of only 2 guys in the NFL. But the best wide receiver on that team, I think, is Nico Collins. Did you want to be on Nico Collins all night long? Did you express that this week, knowing you? We wonder.
Nah, honestly, I don't even go into the locker room or the unit meetings even talking about it. Coming, like I said, I've been saying this since my 2nd year. Yeah. So I mean, it's not too much of a conversation anymore. It's, at the end of the day, they know who they have in myself being able to go and playing against number one wide receiver. So if that's something that they feel as a staff they want me to do, then I'm more than welcome in that. But I mean, for the most part, I don't bring it up. That's not up to me.
All right. I wondered if that was still something that drives you, because when we talked about it a couple years ago, it sounded like it was something that was driving.
I mean, it doesn't drive me because it doesn't happen really. So I mean, it's one of those things where I kind of just let it go, yeah, and kind of just look at it from a holistic standpoint as far as teams, offenses, and things like that, and not just kind of one receiver that I had to focus in on. So, I mean, honestly, that part of it doesn't drive me. Now, of course, you still have your matchup against that guy. I'm not just going to say, oh, well, I don't look at the number one wide receiver, but definitely kind of look at everything from a broad perspective now, knowing that I don't travel too much unless that's something they call me to do.
Do you play your own game? So they have, like, you know, 3 different styles of receivers. Do you play your own game, or do you have to change your style a little bit when you see them come over to your side?
Nah, I do what I do what I do, but I think, honestly, I'm strong enough to go against bigger receivers, yes, quick enough, have good enough feet to go against smaller receivers. So, I mean, honestly, I feel like just my style of play allows me to be versatile in the guys that I'm guarding.
All right, the run game. So you're a complete corner. I've been loving watching your game the entire time. Some corners, they just want to cover. Running back comes out on the edge, they don't want to take it on. When and how did you become like a complete corner? Was there a coach? Is this a mentality you've always had? Like, when did that come about?
Honestly, obviously, I've always had it. I mean, I didn't play corner in my early years of football because I didn't like that. It was too boring. You didn't really get any passes thrown. You couldn't tackle anybody. So it's like, growing up, I always had that mentality of tackling. And then, of course, as I got older, I started really playing the position and honing in really on the craft of it. But I know, especially when I got to college, we had these things I'll never get. We had what we call Bloody Tuesdays. So every Tuesday, that first Tuesday back, we had full pattern practice. Our coach made us go full speed tackling drills. And this is just a position coach. So my position coach kind of instilled into our head, like, we're going to tackle on the outside. And we would be like 10 yards apart, catch a screen, and you had to go and really tackle the guy. So I think for me, it's honestly been something that I'm used to doing. I think it's kind of just taking second nature, especially I think for me, really taking pride in just making the plays that come to me. If it's a screen pass, I take extreme pride in being able to blow up screen passes. If people still throwing bubbles and telling the screens my way, I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job. But I think especially really in the run, I feel like it's one of those things where if you take it off the tape, they're not going to keep going and trying to run your way. But as soon as you kind of whiff one, then they'll keep calling that same play, and then the next team will see it and run the same play. So for me, I kind of try to eliminate it early to really get it off of me so much.
So what you're telling me is those drills in college, nobody wanted to line up against you. You had the mentality already.
Say it again?
The drills in college, the Bloody Tuesday. You know when you go one-on-one with somebody and you look across and you're like, oh, no, I got to go against him. You were that guy already in college. Like, you have the mentality, which I love to see.
Yeah, no doubt. I think especially like as a freshman, you're trying to figure yourself out.
Right.
But it's like after that freshman year, you turn into that takeover. Especially going into my sophomore year, trying to take it over. My junior year, taking it over. So I think especially when it came to like really, we had stock block drills with the receivers, tackling drills. So, I mean, all those type of drills, I took extreme pride in not losing. So I mean, whether it was a stock blocking drill, I probably lost one rep in 2 years, honestly speaking. So I think just stuff like that, just taking an extreme pride in everything I'm doing, whether it's the physicality of the game, if it's technique, if it's one-on-ones. I mean, the guys that go against me know Jalen don't like losing, especially one-on-ones and stock blocks and all those type of drills. It's something I love to dominate.
I jumped up off the couch last night, Jalen. I got mad on your behalf because we think of you as our guy, friend of the show. Right. I got mad when Nico Collins, as he finished that TD catch, he whirled around and it looked like, well, you tell us what happened as he finished that catch. What did you feel? And how did that register to you? What happened at the end of that play from Nico Collins?
I mean, honestly speaking, of course, he caught the ball across the middle, missed the tackle. So I was going to tackle him, and as I was tackling him, I'm like, man, he's already in the end zone. So I was really honestly letting up. So as I'm kind of going to let up a little bit, I feel like he was trying to, like, throw me off, like, kind of, like, slam me off of him a little bit. So, of course, I, like, kind of fell hard, and I kind of looked. I was like, I'm going to let him have it because he already scored. Ain't no point in doing something stupid after the fact. But, I mean, I can't be mad at him. He scored. He got in the end zone. So, I mean, I didn't take it personal, but it was a little extra. But I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. He scored, got in the end zone, made a good play. So, I mean, the best way to take away that is not let him catch the ball.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that is some maturity from your part. I did not have such maturity on the couch. I thought he threw an elbow at your helmet, man. Every time they showed the replay, it looked like more and more like he elbowed your helmet intentionally. Did it register like that?
I mean, honestly, I didn't really feel it too much, or like what actually happened in the moment. So I think just kind of just getting, I mean, it was a hard fall. I would say that was probably the only thing that I felt kind of just like him kind of trying to throw me off of him. But I didn't really know. I mean, when I do see him, I'm like, damn, that kind of looks aggressive. But I mean, I'm not tripping off of it too much. I know it's going to be part of his highlighting me being on it. So at least on the end of it. So, I mean, it is what it is.
So it was turned up a little bit. Sometimes I've seen it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Been stood on the sideline for a lot of games, and some games there's a little more chirping between the wide receiver and the DB. This game seemed like it was that way. Did it? Was it that from the beginning, or was it Tariq's finger in his face? You know, what turned that up?
Honestly, I feel like it was like that from the jump. I feel like, honestly,
just one of those games.
I feel like it was really our secondary versus their wide receiver group as a whole. And I mean, they came in chippy as well too. I mean, guys trying to block a little extra hard and things like that. So, I mean, we definitely, both of us, I feel like, trying to set a certain tone for what the game is going to be like.
Well, you know, you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson, you know, NFC player, defensive player of the week last week. Last night, a couple of tough penalties. Like, do you talk to him at all? Was he over the edge of the physicality in terms of the energy? Or you think it's, you know, what'd you think of his game last night?
I mean, to answer your question as far as, like, do I talk to him, I don't really say too much. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's not the time and the place to say it, of course. And honestly speaking, I don't see and know everything that's going on myself. So I think, honestly, I just let him play. Because, I mean, when you get I know I don't like those coaches and people who always have something to say and kind of talk too much. So I know for me, I don't really say too much. He knows what he's doing. I feel like at this point, to be able to play the game at a high level, to be smart, to not get certain penalties. So, I mean, certain things you don't have to kind of coach or tell somebody is kind of an obvious thing. Of course, if you get a hand to the face, the only thing you say is don't hit him in the face. I mean, that's an obvious coaching point. But I feel like for the most part, I don't think he drew Nico with the, I don't know if it was unnecessary roughness, unsportsmanlike conduct, whatever it was. So even little things like that, it's kind of a borderline to where you want to push somebody, but also not give up any extra yards.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but apparently it's okay if you want to punch somebody in the helmet, like Aziz Alshayer did. If you want to headbutt somebody as well, like that's all
it's
fine
all
and good.
Game, I guess. Yeah, it's all free game. But I'm pretty sure if Roshan would have punched him back, then he would have got the flag. So I mean, it's that was crazy. Maybe the ref didn't have a good view. I mean, we had a good view on the sideline, but I mean, maybe the ref didn't, and he chose not to throw the flag. But I mean, you shouldn't be able to get away with the first punch and the head. But I feel like that was at least the head, but maybe not the punch. But I mean, there's no way you didn't see any of that. But I mean, hey, at the end of the day, we were in their house, so hopefully we get some of that love back at our house.
But man, like I went back and looked again, Jalen. It was all offensive players in that little huddle there, you know. So it was right in front of the offensive players. But were you close by? Did you see that? Were you thinking about jumping in at all?
I mean, they were, like you said, they were on kind of the offensive side, and I was sitting down. So I was trying to recover myself. So you kind of see it on the big screen, and it kind of just happens too quick. So it's like by the time you see the punch thrown, head bunt, boom, they're kind of pushing them out already. So, I mean, I wasn't going to get up to run over there and try to act like I was going to do something, because, I mean, what was I going to really go over there and do? It was enough people to draw it away. So I wasn't going in there going to draw no punches or nothing like that. So, I mean, it was just one of those situations where, of course, guy hit Caleb. You got to protect your teammates. But, I definitely think Buddy got up doing a little too much.
Man, Pat Manley was on the Bears for 16 years. Would you have had that kind of maturity, Pat, that Jalen is talking about? Like,
once
keeping
the,
it under
once
restraint?
The money, if you're talking money, yeah, just being a long snapper, I wouldn't want to lose any money. But how does Roschon not throw a punch back? When I saw that, I was like, wow. That's
the difference. You talking about you asking me being on the bench. I was already sitting down, nor did I was the one that got punched. So I mean, I'm like in that moment, I'm not gonna say I wouldn't have done anything back if I was on the other end of being punched. So I mean, that part I might have took the fine, because I mean, yes. By time then you have no respect for me. Like, I feel like as a man, just punched, like,
yes.
And it's not like it was a push, a mush, like that was a straight punch. I mean, for me, I gotta at least get one or two off.
Yes, but I'm with you. If somebody punches you in the face,
that's different. If I'm in the mix already, yes. I'm over there, and I get pushed or punched. Now, I mean,
that's
a
different
story.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no doubt.
So Jalen Johnson here with us on Spiegel & Company. It's Spiegs and Pat Manley. Jalen, through two games, it feels kind of similar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels kind of similar to last year or the year before or a little bit the year before. And I know you players are different, coaches are different, and everything like that. But do you catch yourself at all saying, man, this feels like years I've been through, games I've been through before?
No doubt. At the end of the day, I am human, and there's definitely blood flowing under the skin of mine. So, I mean, for me, it's definitely one of those things where it's like you kind of look at it like, this ain't looking or feeling too good. So, I mean, honestly, you just like you think that, and then it's just, hey, but things are going to turn around. Of course, like, I've been through this situation with having rookie quarterbacks and things like that, and kind of knowing how much time it takes for that to get going, just for him and himself to get going. And then, of course, we got a lot of new pieces, new OC, new star pieces on our team. O-line is new, so it's like, it's not really too much to just go out here and expect them to just go and put up 30. It's like they gotta earn their way into that. And I think really that's what they're doing. They're trying to get better, trying to find their identity, try to find where they want to be dominant and how they want to attack defenses and things like that. So really just for us, we're trying to give them any opportunity as possible, give them short fields, turn the ball over. I mean, just really do what we can. Because, I mean, regardless of if they're scoring or not, we still want to be a dominant defense. So,
well, you guys have started that. And then speaking of that, let's talk about their being a special teamer, I wasn't going to bring it up, but I'm going to do it. How frustrating is it for you guys on defense now these darn kickers can hit 59-yard field goals? You know what I mean? At the half, you feel like you stopped them, right? You're like, all right, we got them. We're going to get off the field. But now they're walking out there and making 59-yard field goals. I feel like your goals have now changed to you know, keep them out of the quote unquote red zone or the kicking zone.
Yeah, nah. Honestly, it's crazy because I didn't really even like comprehend that we only held them to one touchdown because of how many field goals dude made, and it was like kind of like seeing the score. It's like, damn, okay, we gave up two touchdowns, a field goal or two, but it's like, nah, he was knocking down like dang near 60 yards. So it's like it was multiple times of plus 50. I think either set a record or tied a record, I think, for the most like 50-yard kicks in like two games. So I mean, he definitely he earned his check yesterday for sure. So I mean, ain't too much we can do about it. Try to go in there, get pressure, maybe make him uncomfortable. And try to get him off his mark, but he was definitely knocking him down.
So listeners really appreciate your honesty in saying that it felt similar, Jalen. Like, you know, and it's like, because you've experienced it, you've lived it.
Right. Yeah.
When you guys watch film, did you watch film today already as a group?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you guys watch film, does it look similar on film, or is this a quarterback who got better one week to the next?
You saying like, do we watch offensive film?
Yeah. Did you see any offensive film, or like, and if you did, and if you didn't, how's the vibe in terms of the conversation with the team? Like, do you feel like the quarterback got better from week one to week two? Your quarterback.
Do I feel like he got? I mean, like I even said last week, I'm no quarterback coach. I'm no expert in quarterback play. Just to say, oh yeah, he just got better. I know there was a point in time where I felt like he put his damn foot down, and I felt like he ran. Try to run a guy over, was trying to get some tough yards. So, I mean, something like that is that something that I haven't ever seen. Hmm. And of course, I mean, in practice, you're not going to see it, but I feel like this week, I feel like he got to a point like, okay, the hell with this. Like, I got to go in here and at least try to make something happen. And he went in there and he had a tough run. So, I mean, kind of something like that. You kind of see him having that fight back and something that you love to see, I guess. I guess something that you love to see as a defense, as a defensive guy. But I think really overall, I think all of the offense just knows that it's not the standard that they want. Really talking to them and like, man, we got to give you guys more. So I think just really staying together, but also them holding each other accountable, us holding them accountable. Because, I mean, we set the bar high for ourselves in the offseason, throughout camp, everything that we were doing. So I feel like for the performances that have happened in these first 2 weeks, it definitely isn't what we want, top to bottom, offense or defense. So I think really just accepting that, looking each other in the eye, looking each person looking in the mirror, and really just trying to find different ways to get better, to not let it happen again. And I feel like we got another opportunity, of course, this week to figure it out and go 1-0 and then get back at 2-1.
So, you know, and I played very similar feeling what we were talking about, what you had, but Urlacher and those guys, Coach Hoke was there, Eric Washington was there. They believed we didn't need the offense. We're going to win the game defensively. We can outscore you defensively. Is that the mentality that's still up there at Hallis Hall?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I feel like you kind of go into the game, of course, you feel like that. I know, honestly speaking, you can't go too far, I feel like, really with that. I think at the end of the day, that's a situation where you want that to happen a few times throughout the year, not going to the game, like, okay, defense going to win this game every game, every week. It's like, that ain't how it works, not in the National Football League. So I think really just for us just staying hungry on defense, knowing that there's still plays out there for us to make, knowing that there's still more for us. So really just being hungry, going out there and trying to be dominant, that's our best thing. That's our biggest thing right now, is trying to be the best, trying to be the top three, top five defense in the league. So we're going to continue to hunt, but we definitely going to need some help for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jalen, we've been talking about a bunch. I think the quarterback did get better from week one to week two. He showed a lot of stuff in that first half, and, you know, maybe things got a little bit out of hand in the second half with some of as many times as he got hit. But my confidence and a lot of people's confidence is exactly where it's been. You put this matchup in week eight, and it's a one-score game with a 137 to go, like you guys set him up with. I bet it's a different story in week eight. What do you think?
Definitely. I mean, it's one of those things where you can always be optimistic and just say, yeah, I feel like definitely don't know where we're going to be at in week eight, but hopefully it's in a position where we don't look how we looked yesterday. So I think just really continue to improve, continue to find our identity, figure out ways to attack the defense. I feel like they ran a lot of man-to-man. And I mean, I feel like we have the right guys to be able to exploit that. So really just finding the right matchup, finding where the weak links are, I felt like is probably the best way to go about it. Because I mean, especially with a team like that, you just on pressure and play, man, you got to make teams pay for stuff like that. And I feel like even Minnesota, they go on pressure and things like that. The Lions are going to pressure. So I feel like we definitely got a good look at it from offense perspective of a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. And then some one-on-one matchups on the back end. So we're going to see it later on in the years.
Yeah, that's for sure. Jalen, did you enjoy the Cran Apple last week when you came and visited us? Our guy Chris Tannehill went out of his way to get the Cran Apple. He apologizes if it was not in a can. Sorry about that.
No, honestly, I might have made the mistake. But to answer your question, no, I did enjoy it. It was good. I think, too, I see it on the airplane. And I think it's really just a cranberry. But if for some reason it has an apple on it, so it throws me off. It has like the cranberries on the bottom and then the apple on top. So I don't know if the flavor is actually cran apple or I just call it a cran apple because I see an apple on there with the cranberries.
Man,
I might have given the wrong instructions.
So you sent him on a wild goose chase for a beverage that does not exist, is what you're saying?
No. It exists. I just don't know if I was calling it the right thing or not. But it definitely exists. I had one last night on the way back from.
Okay. All right. Good.
Do me a favor. Tell Coach Hoke I miss our morning coffees before team meetings. Hoke and I every morning would sit right next to each other before team meetings, before the head coach would come in, and we'd discuss life for 15 minutes for the team meetings.
Man,
great coach.
It depends on what morning you catch him on today. He's on three cups already by 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Long day.
Yes. That's funny.
Jalen, you're the best, man. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
No problem.
All right. Go back to cuddling. Sorry to interrupt the cuddling.
Yes. I'm on the way.
There you go. Jalen Johnson back to cuddle his three-week-old. This segment with Jalen Johnson, sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, and sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency. Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. He said, I got blood running through these veins. Mm-hmm. Felt the same to me, too.
Yeah.
I love the honesty of that man. Let's discuss that a little bit. And there are some game management issues Pat Manley would like to discuss. We'll do it next on 670 The Score.
Spiegel & Company afternoon show at The Score with Spiegel.
Afternoons on The Score.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Who is it?
6 o'clock. Here we come.
Let the record show. Pat's his water over there. It's got an awesome long snapper IPA sticker on it.
There might be in the few in the fridge that I brought this morning.
Stickers?
As well,
why are you putting the stickers in the fridge?
Stickers. The drink.
Oh, the drinks themselves. Yeah, I get so confused. Oh, you brought some last night just to have, just in case?
No, today. I forgot to bring them yesterday. Oh, I brought them awesome. For everybody here today.
That's awesome. Well,
they're for Studs. He's the Bears fan.
Oh, okay. But he doesn't like beer.
He doesn't. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know. I threw you for a loop there, didn't I?
I'll tell you what he does like.
You're like, wait, what?
What he does like is The Simpsons. He's a big fan of The Simpsons. I don't know if you're aware of that. Speaks of Pat Manley.
Let me write down on my notebook.
Please do. Spiegel & Company on 670 The Score. So after two horrific challenges that were lost before they were made and were so obvious to everybody involved who didn't make the challenges, last night after the game, Matt Eberflus defended the process of everything. Said, well, we have a great process. It's all great, okay? Well, what will you learn from it? Oh, nothing. Everything's good. Defended the entire thing. What are we supposed to make of this? I will say the one in the first half, that Stephon Diggs catch, I think it was, that's literally like 3 feet in front of Matt Eberflus. Right. Every time they showed the replay, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's the coach. And hey, look at that. It's not that it's just right in front of the sideline. It's right in front of the damn head coach.
Yeah, they weren't great. And in the second half, timeouts are so important now. They're always one possession games and end up being that way. I didn't know if it was going to be that way, but I think as a coach, you have to think about that. And you have to be almost certain that you're going to overturn that thing. The Kyler Gordon was close, but it wasn't that close. Now they came back. Who the referee got, the guy on the NBC call was like, it hit the ground twice.
Terry McCauley's
like, it hit the ground twice. Like, he basically was saying, what a horrible challenge
on the Kyler Gordon
when he said that. Yeah. So timeouts are so important at the end of the game.
This is incomplete twice.
Yes, remember that? And I just, yeah. So
can we just put that one in the bank for another challenge for next week?
Right. But this is something just to maybe be aware for the rest of the season. You know what I mean? Bank this away when you're evaluating Matt Eberflus. How bad is he at challenging things? Is he doing it at the right time? You know, who's helping him up in the booth? And why couldn't they get a better view earlier? I don't understand that he went ahead and said, you know, he said, that's our process, and we didn't get to see it really well.
Have you ever been up in the booth or have talked to anybody who's ever been up there?
Like, I have not.
That's
a good question. I have not, no.
Like, I'd love to do the research and find out, like, do they have the same replays that we're seeing? Are they just seeing the same replays, or do they have access to other replays? I'm not exactly sure.
I'm not either.
About it.
Right.
You know, because in baseball, in the dugout, when Craig Counsell is turning around and asking his guy who's on the phone, I lost Manley. I mentioned baseball.
You've lost all of us, I think. Yeah.
Huh?
You want to talk to Blandino or Pereira tomorrow?
They're
seeing the same angles as the coaches and their review teams are.
Who, Blandino or Pereira?
Yeah, they have the same access.
Let's go back to baseball. Come on.
Pat was enjoying his nap. What I'm saying, it's not about the ref or somebody like that. Like somebody on staff for a baseball team or any other team, Pat.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
No, really, it's baseball.
Sports team?
They have their
sports
own ball. They have their own access to like their own angles.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine
things
they
like
would.
That. So I would like to think that the Bears guys
I would
do
think
too.
They would have the same, and then whoever the opponent is would have the same and the same feed and the same amount of time or the quickness to be able to see.
Okay. Anything else game management wise for Matt Eberflus?
Just what we
you?
Talked about with Kurt Warner earlier. You know, I asked Kurt Warner about, was that up to Caleb Williams going into the second half of running the clock down maybe a little bit longer and saving the score time so they don't have as much to, you know, go down and kick that 59-yard field goal. And it was interesting for him to say, no, it's nothing on the quarterback. Because I thought he would say yes. For as many years as he has played, as much as he knows game management, I thought he would be the one kind of in the huddle running that. But he said, no, it's all up to the coaches.
Uh-huh.
But also their goal is just to score. Just play with tempo and score. So, you know, you can argue two different ways about it. And I think right now you just want the Bears to score as many touchdowns as possible. But I was just wondering in the future, is that something that's on Caleb or on the coaches? And it shocked me that he said no. Because I would think somebody like a Tom Brady, I would think would know that, right? A Peyton Manning would know that.
I have always assumed
that. I'm not calling him out. Yes.
I've always assumed that the quarterback is locked and loaded. I love the story.
I can't call out a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I love the story that you told me about Robbie Gould. I forget, frankly, whether it was on the air or not. It was Brad Maynard. It was Brad Maynard. That Brad Maynard with Dick Geron. Mm-hmm. Would walk around and they developed a thing in terms of game management.
Yes, because we didn't have game management coaches. Special teams coaches kind of became that, and now they have specialists and all that. And Brad was just kind of a savant with the fourth quarter, really. Like getting down to the fourth quarter, 4 minutes or below. One would be, are we going to have to punt again? How many more possessions could there be? When should you call timeout? All that kind of stuff. So Coach Geron, I think he talked to Coach Geron about it during practice or something. And yeah. Then he was like, just kind of come stand next to me.
Because Dick Geron liked the way that the punter, Brad Maynard, thought about game situations.
Because he knew he was smart. Yeah. He studied it. And he loved it. He was a numbers guy and got all that. And then he just went to stand next to Lovey when Lovey came here. And Lovey's like, what are you doing here? Who are you? Like, what are you doing here? And he was like, oh, your coach doesn't care. Never mind. I'll keep my mouth shut and walk away.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So there was no discussion before. I think he was just going back to, like, the process of the game. Oh, it's getting down to the fourth quarter. I'm going to go stand next to the head coach. If he needs any help, I can maybe help him out. And Lovey, he said, Lovey just looked at him and said, Brad, what are you doing?
Brad, shut up and walk away. Please.
Go stand
amazing.
By the kicking net.
Geron loved Maynard. They had a thing and respected him. And Maynard's like,
but
well,
Lovey didn't know.
This
but
is
never,
my job.
He
this
never
is...
asked. Yeah, he never asked. Didn't know. So, and Brad said he never went back to him. He's like, I don't need to.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah, no, clearly disinterested.
Yeah.
Did Lovey have somebody to your knowledge?
It started with Dave Tobe. So that's when the special teams coaches back then, in like 04, 05, that was part of their job. Amazing. They really had to be, you know, specialists in that. And then now they have, you know, guys on the headset, guys sitting in the booth.
Everybody's got a guy.
Yes, yes.
Everybody's got a guy. And then there's like a numbers person and an analytics person who's helping with all of that. We had a texter earlier who was trying to talk to us about the offensive line approach in terms of team building from Ryan Poles and how frustrating it's been. And that led the show today. And we've talked about it a couple different times. And the texter pointed out, if you crunch the numbers and look at the math of it and the analytics of it, the finances of it, like, and you know, all of that, where you spend the least amount of money as an NFL team, across the board, is the interior of the offensive line.
Yep.
It's fullback, number one, but not every team even has a fullback. And then it is guard individually, because it's a total of $8.4 million is the average at guard.
Wow.
It's from a couple years ago, but that's two different positions. Left tackle and right tackle. Now, left tackle's higher, but right tackle is above... is above center. So it's left and right guard, then it's center, and then it's right tackle.
Hmm.
And that's on the offensive side. On the defense, and then it's running back. On the defensive side, it's safety. And it fits with the way that we think about roster construction these days. But if you look at the finances of it, so, and Ryan Poles, a big numbers guy, and as he should be, as you want all of your front offices to be, it's a matter of how much you are a slave to it or not. So it's to me, it's like the humanity of it, because they were offensive linemen who weren't ass kickers. They weren't road graders. Both he and Ian Cunningham were smart guys and hardworking guys and probably thought they just needed to be coached up correctly and put in the right spot. So they're going for those kind of people. But also that's where you use late round draft picks or undrafted free agents, and you just kind of find guys.
But we've always talked about this during the offseason, during draft time, is how do you build successful teams? You look at successful teams, they build it inside out, O-line, D-line. Mm. And I think right now we're figuring out that we're struggling there, obviously, and that's where we're missing. Yeah. And maybe some of that money should have gone there.
There was a theme to the post-game overnight show. And as our guy, Chris Tannehill, was trying to get to sleep, he couldn't help but notice a theme. We'll get to that next on The Score.
Oh, yeah, a little mariachi. I love it, National Women's Month.
Late game last night, made for interesting times. Here at The Score, Mark Grody and Pat Manley. And Olin?
Yes.
All did the post-game show. You were in the performance studio, I believe?
That's where I watched it, yeah, but I did the post-game here. Me and Grody were here, and Olin was a smart one and stayed home.
Olin was smart one and stayed home. And then when you guys finished, Chuck Swirsky was here.
Yes.
Was he right here?
Yes, he was.
He came in.
Yep.
The great Chuck Swirsky, one of my radio grandfathers, because he was Dan McNeil's radio father, and Dan McNeil was my radio father.
Did not know that.
So, yeah, I mean, Chuck is and he's one of the guys.
Write that down on my score notebook.
Yeah, please do. He's one of the OGs, and Chuck did overnights, and Tanny was listening because that's what he does, to relax, you know?
Yeah, our guy Chuck... I think he was trying to push some carbs on us there, Spee.
So oh, my God.
How do we feel about those people that are pushing the carbs?
You know I hate that. I mean, especially during times in my life when I am carb-free and I come in here and you guys are all trying to force carbs on me.
And that was a tough game last night, especially if you order a pizza like I did. You're just kind of nibbling on the pizza the entire game. You know, little anxiety eating, a little frustration eating, watching the Bears lose again. I don't think they've won since Pat played there on Sunday night. But, yeah, Chuck was trying to push some carbs on us, I think.
Now, tell you what, doing this show, I am a Joe Bag of Donuts because I'm just a fan like you watching. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, Joe, is it time to make the donuts?
Yeah, it is. What's your favorite donut?
Man, I got to go with the old-fashioned, like, cruller. I like the French cruller.
Yeah, you know what? That's not bad. I would love to have the real, I'm talking the real conversation. Bring the coffee. Bring the donuts. You know, we need a sponsor. When I fill in on 670 The Score, we need a donut sponsor. Whether it's Do-Right Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, Stan's, I love donuts. I'm just a fan. Joe Bag of Donuts.
What's up, Chucky Donuts?
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Am I a homer? Yes. Am I Joe Bag of Donuts? Yes. Donuts. Because I am Joe Bag of Donuts. I'm a fan. And you can ask whatever you want. You want chocolate glazed? You want the apple fritter? You got it. My favorite is probably Do-Right Donuts, and I'm a donut guy. I like donuts. Chuck Swirsky, Joe Bag of Donuts. I'm throwing this out there. I'm just Joe Bag of Donuts. I'm a fan watching on TV. If the Bears lose to the Colts, I'm buying donuts Monday for the entire 670 The Score station. And on top of that, I'm going to send donuts to the Colts.
So if the Colts win this game and the Bears lose, Chuck Swirsky will buy the entire 670 The Score office donuts, the entire staff, and then also maybe, you did promise us, I don't know if you'll actually fulfill it, but you said you'll buy the Colts team donuts as well.
What? No, wait a minute. I'm not going to buy the Colts team. They
you
got
said
a,
it.
They got 53 players.
I didn't make it up. That's a lot of donuts, I know.
It's a lot of donuts.
I wouldn't have said that if
no,
I
No, 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 no. Well, listen, we're going to be back next week for more donuts.
And I'll be back, too. That's amazing.
What time of night was this?
All night long.
Midnight to 5?
That's what I'm saying. So when did you go to bed?
I don't know. It's just the stuff you hear in and out of sleep at night. You know, I tried.
So you just kept waking up like, ding!
And just marking that every time you were donuts? Marking it?
Yeah.
It's insane. You're an insane person.
If the Bears lose to the Colts, I'm going to send donuts to the Colts.
You did promise us, I don't know if you'll actually fulfill it, but you said you'll buy the Colts team donuts as well.
What? No, wait a minute. I'm not going to buy the Colts team. They
you
got
said
a,
it.
They
I
got 53 players.
I didn't make it up.
Don't you hate when people actually listen to you?
What if I like donut holes?
It's my least favorite thing. Well, you can have those.
Yeah.
Chuck doesn't want those.
That was a thing, right, Pat? At Hallis one of the days? Like,
oh, no, they weren't donut holes, but they were like... We called him, well, yeah, never mind. You'll have too much fun with him.
I almost got him.
Good setup.
I'm still awake.
That baseball talk got me tired, but I'm still awake.
Well, see, I thought that's what he was talking about was like the donuts that they have in the on-deck circle that you put around the baseball bat.
Yes,
you know what
gotcha,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
lost them again, folks. That is incredible. Oh, I have to assume that Chuck Swirsky left here and immediately went and got donuts. Don't we have to assume that? Have we followed up with him? How many donuts did he eat between here and home?
I certainly wanted to. After hearing the word donut all night long, like, how do you not?
How do you not? So I had time during that incredible supercut of donut references to Google Joey Bag of Donuts because I'm like, where does that even come from? I've heard it my whole life, but I don't know what it is. And it's apparently just something that was used, in the Italian community. Just talk about a regular person.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, according to Reddit, which never lies, Pat, that the origin of the phrase was used in Italian-American communities, particularly in Philadelphia and areas eastward. to describe a fat person, Italian American, for fat person. I don't think that's, I just think about it as average citizen, just an average human being, you know? Yeah. Oh my God, is this, Swirsk, is this you? Oh,
hey. Happy pre-birthday. Happy pre-birthday, Matt.
How do you know that? That's incredible. That, well done, sir. That's tomorrow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
It's awesome.
You know what I'd like? You know what I'd really like for my birthday, Chuck?
A donut.
Damn, you nailed that.
But, Chuck, are donut holes on the menu? What if I like donut holes?
Well, you know what? I embraced Tim Horton's Timbits. You know, Tim Horton, the former NHL player with the Maple Leafs and the Buffalo Sabres. And so he's from the Toronto area, and he opened up like 40, 50 years ago these donut shops in the greater Toronto area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still very, very popular. They've got franchises in the United States as well.
But Chuck, you are in tremendous shape. And as far as I know, I've always been in tremendous shape, but you adore donuts and ice cream and everything. Yeah. How is this possible, sir?
My metabolism, I don't know. But all I can tell you is that, like, when I do the fill-in from midnight to 5,
yes, sir.
And I'm just a fan. I don't really know the X's and O's and schemes and cover twos and, you know, you can... Yeah, whatever. I don't care about that stuff. I'm talking about the fans and about whether they don't understand why we can't have an offensive line or what's going on with the play calling. They bring this guy from Seattle, and he finds out that Jim Zorn is not a member of the Bears. So last night or this morning, I said if the Bears lose to the Colts, I am buying the 670 The Score staff and members of the operation donuts on Tuesday.
We'll be ready. We will absolutely be ready, but I hope that's not the case. I hope they end up 2-1.
Yes, it won't be the case. The Colts are horrible.
Yeah, a boy can dream. Chuck, you're the best. Hope you had a good time. It sounded good, man.
Thank you. Happy birthday, guys.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Chuck, last night. That
Thank
was great.
You, Chuck.
Also, I think Chuck had to run to the score last night.
Did he really?
With all the road closures.
Oh, with all the craziness out there.
He was running a little late.
Just so you know, happy my birthday to all of you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, everyone, happy birthday.
Everyone.
Call me in April. He didn't even have to call me in April.
No.
Happy birthday, guys.
He's wishing all of you a happy my birthday.
Yes.
Which I think was a lovely, lovely gesture. That's incredible. Chris Tannehill never sleeps. He just listens for donut references and then makes super cuts that wrap the show up in delightful fashion. Thank you, Tanny, for all the work you do. Shane Reardon is going to dominate tonight in the Media League Softball Championship game. I'm calling 3 extra base hits for Shane Reardon as Odyssey gets it done. Good luck, sir.
Let's hope so, brother. I cannot be in this league 4 straight years, go to the championship in every year, and then lose it. I can't do that.
You're like the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder again.
Can people watch it? They can, right?
Yeah, it'll be on the Slow Pitch Softball Association Facebook page and their YouTube. So SSA, I think, is what it's
called.
All right,
make sure you tweet a link to that.
Remind
okay?
Me not to tweet.
I'm not going
to
be on Twitter. I'm focusing on winning a game.
Oh, look at that. All right, well, go fight win. And you remember the rules. You don't practice. You don't play. Thank you to Pat Manley for being a great, great individual and a tremendous, tremendous teammate here at 670 The Score.
It's been 2 fun Mondays.
Oh, dude, I love it. What are you doing next week?
Probably golf.
Oh, man, okay. All right, we'll talk. We'll talk off the air.
Yeah.
Thank you to Mark Grody for being great on the show. Thank you to Kurt Werner for being great on the show and for enjoying the football talk so much that he texted Shane unsolicited and said, I love the football talk with you guys. And thank you to Jalen Johnson for being terrific as well. Thank you so much, everybody. Cubs baseball coming up next. I'm back tomorrow with Dan Wiederer. Me and Wiederer on Spiegel & Company tomorrow on 670 The Score.
Hi, everyone. I just want to reach out and let you know that I just realized that I'm not going to be able to continue. I loved it, and I know you loved it. And I just wanted to let you know that I won't be returning. And I love the relationship we've been able to develop.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.